Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hey guys, this is Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone, as you know, because as you always know, Blake does such a great job welcoming me into my own show. It has been a minute, it has been a while, but there's been a lot going on in this Struggling Blessed But Not Alone lifestyle that I have. Last time I reported to you guys, before August, I was leaving to go to the NFB Colorado School for the Blind. And I am now here, and life has taken many tolls. But God is always great, and He's always going to work it through, as you know. So today is just an update on how difficult, how easy, how strong, how hard, how God is providing in every way, no matter what your struggles are. As you all know, we're going to get through it in life. With God on your side, there's no stopping you. He just comes right on time. So today I'm just going to do a little bit of a, hey, what's happening in Teresa's world? You know, if you've been listening to me from the very beginning, my struggles, your struggles are probably hard too, but I started this podcast because God told me I needed to tell my story, and my story's not over and neither is yours, but no matter how hard it gets, you got to keep plugging away at it and know God is truly going to get you through it. No matter who is there for you, physically, in friend form, in family form, know, as I always tell you, that God's never going to leave you or forsake you, but He's going to come right on time. He doesn't make a mistake. He already knows your steps. He's orchestrated them way before you were born. You know, I don't have Bible verses today, and it's not that I don't want to. I'm in the Word, but I'm not there yet with the Braille. I just really needed to come on because it's been a little bit longer than it needs to be to not do a podcast for the people that are sponsoring me. I thank you so very much for that. But I'm just going to tell you how difficult, but how I'm getting my life back. I'm getting my life back.
Pause button. Sorry.
It's that. Always that thing. One day I'll learn how to edit, and that's probably going to happen as well. But anyways, how I'm getting my life back. But is it easy? No. Is the struggle still there? Yes, absolutely. Will the struggles always be there? Yeah. But will God get you through every single step? I need you to hear this answer. He will. You can't stop because He hasn't stopped loving you and He hasn't given up on you. There's just a journey in life that we have to go through. Yep, you heard me. And He tells us in His Word, if you're a believer of my Son, then you're going to have troubles in this world. But I've given you everlasting life. So let me just move on, because you know I have that gift of gab. But let me move on and tell you what's happening. So I got here on August 22nd, and that first week, it was hard. I was tired. I was welcomed. But for me, and everyone else who comes here, I won't be the first nor the last to come to a rehab kind of school where life is hard and you don't want sometimes what's happening to you. Nobody wants to have to go through rehab, no matter if it's, you know, you broke a leg or, you know, it's more than breaking your legs. You don't. Well, you could go to rehab for that kind of thing. Either way. So the first week was hard, you know, getting to know people, learning my way around, navigating. And I watched the devil start orchestrating how he wasn't going to let me get through it because people weren't as helpful as I thought they should be. I wasn't getting what I felt I needed that first week. But in that second week, it still was rough. My mentor didn't stay with me long. He's a good guy, but he just felt that he didn't want to be with me for whatever reasons. He didn't even want to communicate with me. However, you got to move on. You got to keep going. Every day I was just praying to God. My roommate's an amazing, sweet girl, but she has her own issues. And, you know, getting used to living with someone is very difficult and very much more difficult when you're both going through some kind of rehab of struggle. And for us, the rehab struggle is blindness. How do you do this blindness life when you've had sight? So anyways, but all is good. Every morning I got up and I was as chipper as I can be. no matter how hard it was. I pray, I do my Bible time in the morning. You know, normally I've got that cup of coffee. It's really early right now.
Pause button. New recording too.
Sorry. I got that cup of coffee right now while I'm sitting here. I hope you guys got a cup of coffee. By week two, I went rock climbing. Yep. They were like, on this Wednesday, you're going rock climbing. Or no. Sorry. First, I went kayaking. Let me rephrase that. And I was like, wow, that's really quick. And I love sports and activities and all that stuff. So we went kayaking. And they asked people if they, you know, everyone paired up with a partner, but nobody wanted to pair up with me because everyone here had somebody. But I had no one to really, you know, I'm new. I'm the new kid on the block. So everybody's got to figure out who, and their little cliques were there. But God created an awesome space for me. He created an awesome person to sit on my kayak with me. Now, I could have had a single kayak, but I didn't feel comfortable enough. But I know how to swim because I'm a Florida girl, and I wasn't worried about falling in the water because I knew whether I could see or not. I could get, you know, I may not be able to get to shore because I don't know where it's at, but I can definitely swim, and hey, I got more exercise. But anyways, I am very vocal and I can communicate very well. And, you know, maybe I had a little bit, I'll be honest, I had a little bit of an attitude, but not towards anyone, because you put these sleep shades on and you're struggling. You're struggling even more because now, you know, I have a little bit of sight, but, you know, they really want you to do it blindfolded or blind totally. So you can really, if it happens, you got the confidence to know that you're going to be able to do it. And I know that's why I came here. So I didn't play around. I put the sleep shades on and I started doing it, and people were interesting here and everyone kind of welcomed me, but they didn't welcome me the way I thought they should. Not that I was looking for some rolled out mat, but I don't know. We'll just go further though. So anyways, I went kayaking and I realized in that first week when I was typing and talking to teachers that, hey, I've got a bigger problem. And I know this because I've been on my, you know, if you've been on my blog post, I don't really post about it, but I've asked you guys to be kind because my spelling and grammar isn't that great. And that's a problem that I've had since I'm a little girl. I got this disability when I was 11 and I never really got to read much. And, you know, I wrote, but I missed all that. I didn't read books. I was always listening to people read and write to me. So with all that,
pause button. Voice over off.
I knew I needed help with grammar and spelling and reading, and I didn't know if they'd be able to help me. I knew I already learned the Braille because I went to that great school, Hadley, through the mail, and I have a lot of tech skills, and you know, I'm doing podcasts and all that stuff. So the hardest thing for me was the travel, and how am I going to read when I can't, when I really was struggling through that? Well, I talked to my Braille teacher and I talked to my computer teacher, and I just made it aware that, hey, I know how to type. I passed a typing test before, but I just need some extra help because all my life since 11, yeah, I got a great college degree. I graduated one college with honors and all the great stuff. I've had jobs that pay really well, and now, but God's got me on another journey to just trust Him. Either when you're making money or you're not, one minute you could be on the top and the next minute you could be in the bottom. But the thing that doesn't change, the thing I need you to hear that doesn't change, is God never changes. The closer you get to God, I believe, the bigger the storm. It's not a bad thing, but it's just to keep trusting and believing and know that He's going to get you through. So anyways, let's go back. So as I tell the story to y'all, what happened was I voiced my opinion because someone's like, oh, there's a lady named Miss So-and-so here and she can help you because she's got a master's degree in reading and spelling and all this. And I was like, great, let's get that going, like right now. One night we went out to a bar because they were doing a 5K dash, like to get it all started and the hoop and holler. And I don't really drink anymore. Not that I can't drink, but I just choose not to drink because those days are over for me. So I had spoken to the director about how I needed to be in this class. And she's like, oh, it's great that you recognize this and don't feel bad. And I'm like, I don't feel bad because I know that this place is going to help me in some way and somehow. But if we can fix this, I'm going to have a greater story to tell. And God really knows what He's doing, because as you all know, and I'm doing it already, God's told me I need to tell my story. So if I fix my grammar and spelling that I have a problem with, then my podcasts are going to be better, or I'm going to be able to read my Bible verses and all that stuff. And I'm going to be able to even write better on my blog posts, but I'm not embarrassed by it. You know what? I'm doing this for the Lord, and He's going to give me what I need when I need. Did you hear that? Not only is he going to give me what I need when I need it for his glory, he's going to do that for you too. That's Romans 8:28. So you got to keep hanging in there. So let me go on with my story. So anyway, so I did all that. Then I went kayaking that first week and it wasn't an accident. Even though I was like, man, I don't have anyone to kayak with me. This beautiful young woman comes up to me and says, hey, Teresa, I'll be your partner. I'll kayak with you. And man, we were on that water for a good amount of time. And she just was so gracious and wonderful. And we got to know each other. And then I just realized, she told me, and I'm like, wait, you're Miss Kimberly? Wow. I need to talk to you about what I need. And we went back and forth about reading and writing and grammar. Sorry, I'm doing my wash. Anyways, because life's got to go on. So she said, yeah, Teresa, I can help you. And we just started talking about all this stuff. And I talked a little bit about God. And we talked about just all kinds of things. And I was like, the whole entire time, I'm like, thanks, God, because this is something that's been bothering me for decades. When I was in college, it bothered me. When I was, you know, after I graduated high school, I thought in college I'd fix it. And it just never got fixed. But again, God comes right on time. And you know, I did that blog post years ago and then I pulled it down because someone spoke about my grammar and my punctuation and then my sister-in-law got upset. But then I put it back up because God was like, no, you got to do this. And and I had to trust. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to post it in one day and here's the day. It's now being fixed, but it wasn't yet. So long story short, we had a great conversation. She said how she can help me. I came back to school the next day. All of a sudden, I heard she was asking, hey, when can I work with Teresa? But things got to work out. It just doesn't pop, fizzle, fizz, you know, into place. You know, people got to move things around and things got to happen. So it took a month. But man, now that I'm working with her, she tested me and quizzed me or gave me what is it really called? It's not a test or a quiz. It's an assessment. And she was like, Teresa, you just got dropped off a little bit too soon because you couldn't see, I bet. And we know that. So all of a sudden, now I'm getting that fixed. And she's teaching me so much. And even I'm not embarrassed about this, guys. Life happens. Nobody's perfect except for Jesus. So we're all going to have some thing that we have to work on in life. For me, it's a little bit of more education. Even though like I was making 50, 60, 70, 80, you know, even 90,000 at one point. But it isn't about the money. It isn't about how you can maneuver. It's also, for me, I was always embarrassed at work or at school or whatever, but I always got it done. God always gave me a way to get it done. Now he's helping me fix it. So anyways, long story short, it took a month. However, there's other things that happened. The next week I went rock climbing. That was super amazing. Not only was I getting ready to go rock climbing, within the first month I find out we're going to do a 5-dash or 6-dash for Braille literacy. And I am so stoked about Braille. Because once I learned Braille or started reading Braille, I realized people don't think Braille is important, but Braille is so important. It's so important. Because just like people that are sighted can read, it's literacy. You can't take that away just because we can listen. Nah, you don't get it all. Blind people still are visual. But they're visual with their hands. So I was all stumped to get a guide to help me do that. That really 5K is a 3.5-mile run or walk. I walked it because I'm not in shape, but I was so excited because I'm like, yeah, now we're going to do this. And I'm so excited. And I posted on my blog post or my Facebook page. And then all of a sudden, I never ask you guys for anything. And I didn't even come on my podcast, but all of a sudden, I just put out a little blast to a few of my friends and they were all sponsoring me. I raised almost $1,000 for this and I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked. My friends came through for me to help Braille literacy, and it's important to me because that's how I'm going to learn how to read and spell again and do all those things that I missed out on. But I didn't miss out because God comes right on time. He gave me like I told you a long time ago, if you go back and listen to what was the podcast where I talk about my college, he does it in his timing. Yeah, I'm 50 and I'm getting tired, but it ain't done because, you know, like I told you guys once before, when I turned 50, maybe I was going to start over and be one because I might have another 50 years here on this earth. And I got to start as a baby now being blind and talking about God. Now, I've never not talked about God, but we're just doing it on a podcast. And I will not put my God behind a bush, as y'all know, and I won't do it here or anywhere. So anyway, so that was going great. But I was having some trouble. People weren't understanding me. But again, I'm struggling because I'm trying to navigate and deal with all my emotions. And the school knows all this and they're doing what they do. And, you know, where you sometimes think you're someone, you're like, this has got to be fixed and that's got to be fixed. But you know what? Nothing's perfect. But again, I have to trust the process of this school. I wanted to come here. No school is perfect. It's much better than the first school. The first school was like I institutionalized myself. And yep, I really institutionalized myself at that World Services for the Blind. I wouldn't want anyone to go there because they're not teaching. Here they're teaching. They're trying to give you independence. Now for me, I've got all the independence. I've done so much on life on my own because as I told you guys about my mom, that you know, I love my parents, but my mom's got a lot of issues on her own. So she never really was a mom. And then when my sisters came, she was the best mom she could be. Let me go back and say that because I really love my parents. God gave them to me and he didn't make a mistake. But he also told me when I was a little girl, and I think that's why this podcast is going on, Teresa, you're going to make a difference in this world. And I still don't know what totally that difference is going to be. Will I finish my book? Will a movie come out? I don't know. But do I have strong feelings that that's what's going to happen? Absolutely. But if it never happens, it's okay. But this podcast is one step closer to letting people know your struggles may be hard, but God is amazing. And sometimes you got to be humbled by him. It may be once, it may be twice, but he's working in the midst of it all. So as I ramble too much, and y'all know I have the gift of gab, and I hope you stay till the end. I worked with my cane trainer, and that was a disaster, but he's a great guy. Something happened, and I really said I wouldn't speak about it, but it broke my heart. It broke my heart because some things were said that really broke me even more. But he apologized and he didn't mean it, or he does, or and I don't think he does. You know, everybody's trying to get in this world and figure it out. And in this rehab world, it's even harder because there's so many emotions flying. But either way, we kind of worked it out. We're okay. But even so, I told him the most frightening thing for me is the travel. But I love to walk. If anyone knows me from way back when, I walked everywhere. When I moved to Texas, I was so excited that God dropped me in this big apartment building where everything was within a radius of 2 miles or less. The mall, every store I needed, Target, Walmart, Kohl's, my favorite store to shop. I get no sponsorships from any of those people. It's just the places I go. The grocery store was right there. Everything, a pharmacy, everything I needed was in a two-mile radius. So I was like, great, I got this. God got me, you know, I had a job when I went to Texas, you know, because I didn't want to go to Texas, but God told me in 2008 I was going. So anyways, either way, so God takes care of you, okay? So now I come here and I'm scared, frightened because my biggest fear is falling. Every time I step down a step, you go, like I was just, like it was this big, gigantic thing. But when you have blindfolds on or you're totally blind and you're walking with a cane and you got to trust that cane, I got to trust God more. But I was scared. And I said that. And I shouldn't have the fear because God tells us not to be fearful. But it's still, you hear traffic to the left and traffic to the right. And I'm going, oh my God, I have to do this. And every day I got to walk to school. And now I'm doing it with sleep shades. And the cane instructor or the mobility instructor keeps telling you to discover this and discover that. And it's important to discover. A little bit too much for me. But hey, their process is going to work. Well, so everything's going great. I rock climbed. That was awesome. I went the first time. I got to the top. I screamed, hallelujah, I did it. Thank you, Jesus. You know, because I always give grace to the Lord. Then at the end, they said, who wants to do it again? And crazy me said, yeah, I'll do it again. And then we hiked, and that was scary and hard. I think the hike was harder than the climbing the mountain. And it was real, or the rock climbing. But it was a real rock. I mean, it was not fake. It was not a rock wall. It was a real rock. And so I did it, and I was so proud that I did the dash, and that was great. And I met this wonderful woman who, you know, walked with me, and maybe we'll do more. Maybe we'll meet up again. There's a little bit, you know, because she wants to do a triathlon with me and I want to get back in shape, but it's not working out so well. But life takes tolls again, but you got to keep praying and saying, God, if this is what you want, you'll open those doors. So anyway, so all that happened. And life is going good, but I'm really every night coming home and crying and trying to help my roommate and cooking and, you know, coming, waking up in the morning. It's just a lot of emotions. Well, guess what happened 2 weeks ago? Man, I couldn't believe it. My greatest fear happened. I fell. I'm okay because God is glorious. But I fell down 16 steps. Yep, you heard that right, a stairwell. I fell down, rolled from the top all the way to the bottom. Every step was like, when is it going to end? When is it going to end? Oh my God, it was the worst. As I was going down, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is my fear. But God protected me. My dad up above, I'll say the angels up above, my dad, everybody. I mean, I got to the bottom and was crying. And the guy that was with me, that because we're going into one room, and I thought for sure, oh, we're here. No, we got it. I walked first and didn't, and I was so sure where I was that I didn't even go to use my cane for the next step. And bam, I fell down those 16 stairs. Got to the bottom, and I heard him asking for help, help, we need help. And everyone was far away, but then they came. My cane instructor was at the bottom telling me not to move. I don't even remember what he was saying, but he was really, really kind and really, really sweet. And I knew that I shouldn't move, but I needed to move because I just, the position I was in was even more comfortable than the pain I was in. So I moved a little bit, but they're like, we're going to call the paramedics. And I'm like, absolutely you are, because I've gotten a car accident. I've had problems. I don't care how much this costs. God will provide. I got to make sure that nothing's broken. My shoulder bone was hurting. My collarbone was hurting. My head, I'd hit it several times. So the ambulance came. They helped me get up, and I even was making some jokes in the ambulance. They're trying to make sure that I don't have a concussion. And the EMT was like, man, for a girl that just fell down 16 stairs at a deep, deep stairwell, he says. He's like, I know you can't see that stairwell. I said, I felt every step going down. He said, I don't know if you broke some. So I had to have a collar around my neck, and my shoulder was hurting, like I said, and my whole body was hurting. I could barely move. They even were going to cut my shirt off because they needed to check my back and make sure things were okay. But we pulled it off and that was okay. I got to the emergency room and he starts talking about my vitals, the EMT, and he starts talking about, you know, how deep the stairs was and how, you know, what I had described that was hurting. And they were just like, man. So then they said, we got to do every single thing we can do, from a chest x-ray to x-raying every part of your body, to doing CT scans, because we've got to make sure not only did you not break anything, but you have no internal damage. And I was like, well, do what you got to do, but I'm in pain. I was in pain. My collarbone was really hurt, and I thought it was broken. I really did. Well, I do all the tests. I help, you know, I kind of move a little bit. They're like, wow, you're moving pretty good. But they're like, maybe you're in shock, and that's how you can move. But they were really sweet at the hospital. Actually, they were sweeter than the school was. It's okay, though. School's got their reason. They need you to be independent, even though I'm like, man, I need a little bit of dependent. I've been independent 99% of my life. I know when I'm going to kick you to the curb and tell you I got this. But either way, not a problem. Well, the doctor came in, and I had a big old cut on my hand, and she said, we got to give you a tetanus shot because, you know, I hadn't had one in a long time. Right before I left, my doctor's like, you need a tetanus shot, and you need this shot. And I was like, nah, I don't have the money for all that. And I'll be good and I'll be all right. So, well, either way, they said it didn't matter that I didn't get a tetanus shot because they were going to give me another one anyways, because that's what they do. So my hand was all bleeding and they had her bandage it up, and that's okay. So all of a sudden the doctor comes in and she's like, I heard from the EMT that those are some deep steps. I don't know how I could tell you this, but I'm so glad to tell you this. You did not injure. You're bruised. It looks like you got in a bad bar fight on the left, because all the bruises were starting to show up on the left. She says, but there's not one bone broken. There's not one thing wrong other than some bumps and bruises on your whole left side. Again, she said, you look like you got in a bad bar fight on the left side of your body. She said, I'm going to release you and I'm going to give you some medication, the prescription. You need to, we're going to give you some medication before you leave to take, you know, but then don't take another one till 4 hours. Muscle relaxers and some strong ibuprofen, she says, that you can take. We're going to give you some ice cold packs to keep on you. You may need to come back because you may have a fracture that we didn't catch, because I was really complaining that my my shoulder or my collarbone was hurting. Well, while I was going through all this, I was saying to myself, man, I don't want to be there no more. I ain't doing this. I'm going to go back. I'm just going to go to my sister-in-law's house, my brother's house, and I'm done. I'm done. All while I was sitting there waiting for all these tests to be done, I had all these emotions, all these things going through my head, like, what am I here? What am I doing? Let me just go back and be scared. But then more time went on before even this woman came in. I logically started thinking, I was praying to God. I was thanking God. I was, you know, God, this is going to be all right. And it was. And as the doctor was talking, saying, you don't have a broken bone. You don't have nothing. We need you to come back if you still feel really bad in pain. Because on Friday, because this was like on a Monday, she's like, you may feel some different things because that collarbone you said is really hurting. So while I was there, I had to go through so many emotions and nobody was with me. Again, I was alone, but I was with God. No one from the school came. I kind of felt they didn't even care to help me get home. I called to say, hey, who's paying the bill? Who knows if they're really going to pay their portion. But I've got Medicare. I don't have much, but God's always going to take care of that. Don't you worry about your finances. Be smart about it. Be wise. But God's got you. You're a child of the Most High God, especially if you believe. He's got you even if you don't, but you should have faith and trust in him. So anyways, long story short, I get home. I get home and I call a few people. The roommate, the lady that I live with, because she's a therapist as well, we were talking and she said, don't be surprised if they kick you out of the school. And I'm like, what? That's kind of insane. And a few other things were going on because I kind of didn't mesh with a few people, but the devil's trying to not let this happen. That's how I believe, you know, and people are trying to learn how to get along with each other. And I know I come across really strong, but either way, doesn't matter. So all of a sudden, I'm like, nah, that's not going to happen. She's like, Teresa, you're now a liability. Well, honestly, all of a sudden, my phone rings while I'm talking. I said, hold up. Let me take this call and call you right back. Well, it's the director. And she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're okay. You know, people fall all the time. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. You know what? I ain't even mad at anything. I'm just talking to her, listening to her. The next thing out of her mouth is, I couldn't believe it. I was kind of shocked. And like I said, wasn't totally getting jumping and jiving with people well here, but I think they need to give it more time because you're, as a student, you're hurting and the staff should really understand a little bit more instead of being so judgmental. I feel they are judgmental. But either way, maybe I'm getting wrong feelings because I'm going through so many emotions, but there's not even a therapist on campus. So that kind of bothers me. However, it doesn't matter. Let's keep moving because God's got you and the devil's trying. That's how I believe. So anyways, she literally says, maybe this isn't the program for you. I'm like, what? I'm like, wow, Fran was right. And it really aggravated me. And I was like, no. I know there's a few things that aren't going right, but I think I was here just a month. Yeah, it was I just hit a month's period of time and boom, I fell. So I was like, nah, you ain't doing this to me. I need to be here. It happened. Nah, we're going to talk about this another day, but we did talk a little bit because there was a lot of things going on that just were not going right. People saying stuff to me that was really not nice. I got invited somewhere. Then they said I wasn't invited. Like I said, a teacher told me some stuff that was just, wow, that made me break down and go, wow, I know I'm struggling, but that's pretty mean. But he apologized and I really said I wouldn't speak about it, but I'm still hurt over it and I got to get over it, but there's a lot I got to get over, but it's hard when you're trying to rebuild this whole thing and being in rehab. But either way, you know, God's going to work it out and the devil's really trying to not have this happen because for me, I need a job, but my biggest job, what I really want to do, as y'all know, and I have the gift of gab, is at some point I'm going to be able to read that Bible with no problem. And I want to tell my story to the world, going around the world, but not my story. How God did it, how he worked in and through, how I trusted in him and he did it. So anyways, so I was like, all right, whatever. You know what? We'll figure this out. You know, she'll say what she wants to say. And then I call my friend back and talk to her. And she's like, I said, well, we're going to fight this battle. And I talked to someone else and, you know, another friend of mine. And then I prayed to God and I said, God, what do you want? because in some ways I wanted to go home. But I was like, no, I need this. I need to get back on top for the Lord. I need my independence. I need to travel this world again walking. I never had a problem walking. Now, I'm in Colorado and don't like the weather at this point because I'm a Florida girl through and through. Okay, so I know this podcast is long, but I haven't caught you guys up for a while, and I really believe that I'm not going to be able to be on anytime soon, but I have this amazing young man that I want to interview for you all who's just graduating, who's got a really amazing story, which I don't know fully, but I heard a little bit the other day, and he really was kind to me when I got here, so I think it's a great story for you all to hear, so I will interview him at some point. But anyway, so I fell, and the next day I took off, and then guess what happened, guys? The whole left side of me. I barely could sleep that night because the whole left side of me was really getting more and more bruised. But then that next day I got up, and I helped the maintenance guy around the school. Well, he's more than just a maintenance guy, but we'll call him the maintenance guy. Do some things because I really just couldn't sit in the apartment, you know, just doing nothing. But then all of a sudden I got really tired, so I went back. And then Wednesday I went to school, and then I was shocked. Now, they didn't have me wear the sleep shades because they're like, and I was glad. I had so many emotions. I had a panic attack on that Monday after all this because I fell on Monday, didn't go back to school on Wednesday. She was telling me I had to come back on Wednesday. The doctor did not want me to come back to school until Thursday, but I felt all right. Well, guess what? I touched my shoulder, my collarbone on Wednesday morning before school when I was getting in the shower. And I could not believe there was no pain at all. Where it was really hurting, there was no pain. The only thing that hurt was my whole left side. So man, oh man, what the devil tried to do, God said, uh-uh, I got work for her to do. So I got to school that Wednesday and they told me I didn't have to wear my sleep shades and I didn't have to go to cane travel and I didn't have to do another class. And I was like, yeah, that's good because I don't know how much I can move around and I'm frightened. Really, we should have put the shades on and I should have worked with the cane instructor. But it's not the immobilities instructor's fault that this happened. It was a total accident. I thought I was somewhere. I didn't use my cane because I really thought I was back in a room that was the stairwell. Could things have been a little bit different? Yeah, but things are going to happen. Accidents happen. You know, my pastor says, live long enough and something's going to happen. So that was just an accident. Thank God people that are sighted fall. So it ain't nothing. It's big, but as much as I am tired of being strong, God created me for greater. So we got to keep going. And hallelujah, I had to think to myself, well, you didn't break any bones, so let's go. So I waited till Monday to put my sleep shades back on and start the program all over. I did ask for a different teacher just because as much as he's a great instructor, he's a little bit too hard. And as much as I kind of sometimes need tough love or tough friend, you know, a tough person, I just couldn't handle it. I just really was like, you know what? I think he's good, but I don't really even want to deal with it. And because for me, I was really shocked that out of everybody, because very little people said, I'm glad you're okay. And that bothered me. But again, I don't really have, at this point, people are starting to know who I am and like me or whatever, or gravitate. And that's a whole nother thing. It's not, you know, people got to get to know each other. That's that problem. But I was just like, I went into the office and said, listen, I need another cane instructor. But it wasn't anything he did. I just didn't need. He's strong and I'm strong too. And I was just like, you know what? I need someone a little bit softer for a while. I didn't explain myself and I didn't have to explain myself. I just said, I'd like to have a different instructor right now. And I don't know what he knows. Maybe he'll listen to my podcast and hear this, but it's a really long podcast. So he's probably not interested, but that's all good. I'm not worried about that. But anyways, God will work that out. So they gave me a different cane instructor. So on Monday I had a different cane instructor and, we're taking it a step back just because that is my, but I did the thing I feared the most. I got it out of the way. Not that I'm not going to fall again. Not that you can't fall again. Old people fall. Everybody falls at some point, sighted or not. So that was kind of scary and that happened. But is everything going all right? Yeah, it is. It's going to be all right. I'm going to make these 9 months. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm just going to be me. And I'm going to kick and scream a little bit because I'm frightened and scared. God's got me. And I don't know why this podcast I always ramble on, as y'all know. I hope you listen till the end. I know I didn't take a break and I got to add that sponsor. Well, I'll probably add it in the beginning. But guys, that's what's going on. But it is a good place. I'm learning a lot. I've voiced what I need. it's 9 months and I've only been here a month and a half at this point. So there's a lot of emotions, a lot of things going on, and I got to let God trust the process and let God do what God's going to do and know that no matter what the devil tries to do, because I see the devil trying. And I'm now working with that lady for 2 times a week. And oh my God, when she tested me, I think I told you guys this, she was like, it ain't going to be difficult to help you. And I can't wait, because that is just one thing that's always bothered me. So guys, I rambled on and I really appreciate it. I hope you listened till the end. I am okay. We're going to go skiing and doing so many other things, and I'm doing well in Braille, even though I did really, it's a changeover too, though. It's not only like, cause there's words that I'm like going, oh my God, I know the word said, I know the word place, I know the word, why am I struggling to even read those? But it's a changeover. It's hard to change from losing your sight and reading these dots. But it's all good. It's all good. Money's tight. I'm using my credit card more than I ever wanted to, but I've done that before when I was in college. And then like, I don't know if I ever shared the story, but I have on my blog post, 20,000 and a pretend cup of coffee. God takes care of you. Just keep looking up, reading your Bible, trusting in Him and having faith. And I don't care what you go through. He's got us. The storms in life are hard, but remember Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He tells the story where he's in the boat and he tells it differently. But, you know, I told you guys, I go to that a lot of times where Jesus falls asleep and the winds and the waves get so crazy. And they're like, well, how could he sleep when all this is happening? Why isn't he taking care of us? Or, you know, and they wake him up and they're like, ye of little faith. And he calms the winds, the storms, and the rain and says, he's pretty much saying he's got you. So, you know, I use that when I can't sleep and I'm crying and I pretend I'm in the boat and I put a blanket around me to say Jesus is hugging me. And then I grab my Bible or I listen to it and listen to those chapters and then go to the book of James, because he says, count it all joy, because he's going to take care of you. So anyways, this is a long podcast. I'm so grateful for all of you to listen. I hope you've gotten some information from me on just trusting in God, knowing, giving you my journey of what's happening here. I'll try to post again at some point. Thank you for subscribing, for listening. I know I was just rambling, but I'm sure some of you got something, and I just need you to know that no matter what's going on, you know, even if I would have gotten hurt more, even if I would have paralyzed or something, God still has a plan for his daughter and he has a plan for you, but I wasn't hurt. So I have to keep moving on this journey. I don't like being blind. Honestly, I don't. I'll get used to it. I know it's doable. I want to see again. And like I've said for years, even when I was a kid, because when I had low vision or high partial, at least I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to be perfect, because that's when it happens, when we see Jesus's face. And I'm okay with that. Would I like it here on earth? Absolutely. But I'm even better at that point. And the insurance that I have with that, it's really funny. And then I'll shut up. So my dad passed away. Right before he passed away, and I was in the room with him, and my sister came in to put a blanket on him, make sure he's okay, and he didn't talk much at that point. This was the day before he passed away. He woke up out of his, we'll say sleep, but I think, you know, he was going back and forth from heaven to earth, heaven to earth. He said to my sister, hey, Gina. And we were like, wow, he's talking. At least I was thinking, wow, he's talking again. He's saying something. And she said, what, Daddy? And he said, I'm healed. I'm healed. No more pain. And all of a sudden, Gina looked at me and I looked at her and tears are falling. And we're like, yeah, we know. We're happy. Well, honestly, that next day, at 3:00 in the morning, he passed away. But I do believe God gives us a glimpse of what he talks about in the Bible. He doesn't give us all when people are dying. But that was just the thing to say, hey, girls, I told you God would heal me, and he did. Now, I wanted him. We all want our family members to be healed on earth. But as Jonathan Evans, my pastor's son, said when his mom died, and he grappled with God, like, why would you take my mom? And she was doing such good work on earth. And, you know, we still need her, and she's still too young, and da-da-da-da, and went on. And God said, I've answered your prayers. Maybe not the way you want to be answered, but she could have been healed on earth with her family here, or she could have been healed in heaven. I chose. I gave you yes and yes and amen, but I didn't do it on earth. I'm doing it in heaven, and she's with her heavenly family. You'll see her again. But I never told you which way I was going to go. And then he was okay. And when he told that at her funeral, I was like, yeah. And I've wrote about it, what he said, because I agree. So we just got to trust whatever process we're in the world, but moreover, not the world's process, God's process. We got to believe. We got to pull out those Bibles. We've got to read those stories. And as I always say to y'all, and I say to my friends, sometimes we're going to fail each other because we can't hold a promise. But God's not a man who can lie. And his promises are real and true. And he promises that. He says he's never going to leave you or fail you. And he says it several times in Deuteronomy, in Hebrews, in Isaiah. So you know what that means? He's just instilling it in different ways. So guys, I am done. I love you, each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you for all that you've done, however you do it. But there's a glory story for each and every one of us. And the true, real King is behind it all. Just remember, he created you. He orchestrates your step. He knows. We have a plan B, but there really is a G-O-D who's got the plan, a God who loves you, a Jesus who died on the cross to give us grace and mercy. And remember to try and be more like Jesus. I try every day and it's hard and it stumps me. But I try to decrease so he can increase in me. So guys, you have a wonderful day and thank you for listening. And no matter where you are today on the journey, whether you're in your car or wherever you are, I know this podcast was long and it was just a ramble, but that's what's going on and I'm doing well and people are now being more of my friend. And I'm just in a low place, but it's a high place. But thanks for listening. And this is just, I don't know what I'm going to call it. Another journey. I don't know. I have no idea. I'll figure that out in a few minutes. But I've got my cup of coffee here and it got cold because I just kept rambling. I'm not fixing this podcast because you know I like to be real, true, and honest and just tell my story. And I hope whoever needs it hears it to the end. I love each and every one of you. And know that God's never going to fail you. He's never going to fail you. He's going to come on his timing, and his timing is perfect. I honestly get so scared at times because I'm like, come on, God. But then I got to remember, I've seen him work so many times before. I should be writing a journal more so, but I guess this is my journal. So love you guys. He's going to work it out. Keep doing it. This podcast is just about the struggle, but how he works it through. And all you need is a mustard seed of faith. So I hope God keeps you, holds you, protects you, because he does. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. Have a great day, morning, evening, night, if you're taking me to work with you. Hey, keep on, you know, doing your job and doing it right and know that you're working for the Lord, not for anyone else. I love you guys. It's always hard to say goodbye, but this isn't goodbye for good. This is till the next time I do a podcast, and hopefully my next podcast is an interview with my friend Vaughn. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Or it's just another update. But it's going to be really hard to get back with you guys for the next few months. Because this is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But I'm okay with it. And I know that God is humbling me for the next journey he has for me. And I'm grateful to be here. No matter what. The devil's not going to win this battle. I'm a God girl through and through. So again, may God hold you, keep you, and protect you through it all. And know my struggles are real, and so are you. But we have a God who's faithful, trust in the process of him. Believe and read that Bible. All right, guys. See you next time. Love y'all.
Voice over on. Voice memo. Pause. Button.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com. Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gufanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.